Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show.
Well, hello, my wonderful audience. Okay, so today we're in the dungeon, and sorry for the sniffles, I got some allergies things going on here. So we're in the dungeon this morning, and you may want to, this is more of a show and tell than a tell and tell. So you may really, really want to come find the video, which you can find on FetLife under Empress Gaia, or my Loyal Fans page, which is Empress Gaia 1, which will be in the show, should be in the show notes. So you can go find it, okay? All right, so, and why you wanna see is because, first of all, I'm dressed in this, what I wore for Slutty Xmas on the day. I got my little slutty, little Mrs. Claus outfit on. I got some antlers on, my huge, beautiful, luscious breasts have some fake fur on them. It's definitely, and I'm in the dungeon, and behind me in the dungeon, I'm sitting in front of my St. Andrew's cross, and we got the Christmas rubber chicken. We got the submissive slutty Barbie hanging from the cross. I think there's a vagina hanging from the cross. So, and I have a lot of Christmas cocks that I got. So I want to show you. So you definitely want to go seek me out to watch this episode. Okay. All right. So here's your update on how did Slutty Xmas go for 2024. Well, unfortunately, it wasn't as slutty as I would like it to be. However, shit happens. So I wasn't feeling very well, and then I got my period, and then Master, aka Overlord, he brought home the flu, and so we've been puking. None of this is sexy. We've been puking and sweating and all the awful things that are part of the flu. So if you're like, why doesn't Empress look radiant? Well, that's because I'm still dealing with the flu. But I'm showing up for you guys because, I promised that I would. So, okay. So here are the little sexy moments. I didn't have a lot of sexy moments. However, I was like, I need to lean in and find, because, I talked all about how do you find pleasure and how do you stay out of being cranky and spazzy over the holidays and all of these things. And so, I have to do what I preach. I gotta put my money where my mouth is. I have a lovely mouth, by the way. Sorry, I'm always a pervert. I can't help it. All right, where was I? Okay. So on Christmas day, I got to unwrap all my presents. Now, earlier in the year, my presents were going to be all like gear for adventuring outside in the winter with muddy, which is my puppy. And, you know, so I went and got all my gear, but all my gear was like super on sale. So I purchased it all for myself. Those were supposed to be my presents. I purchased it all myself. So then I was, you know, I was shopping for, you know, some beautiful Christmas, slutty Christmas presents for my besties. And of course, you know, we're talking, they're of course going to be like sex toys. You totally want to be on my Christmas list. No boring socks for me. Anyways, so I was shopping. I came across all of these, like, oh my God, look at that cock. And oh my God, look at that cock. And oh, there's a test. There's an alien one and there's a dragon one. And then I started adding them to my favorites. I bought, you know, a couple of tentacles and, you know, some, you know, for my friends while I was there. And so I had this, like, my wish list on Amazon was getting quite long. And so when Master said to me, so you bought all your own Christmas presents. What did you like? I'm like, oh, I need more Christmas cocks. I need more cocks. And he's like, okay, I will. Here's some money. Go shopping. So he gave me a bunch of money, which is, you know, awesome. Thank you very much, Master. So I went and I had a free-for-all on in the penis and the dildo section, as you can see beside me. I got, like, some are a little too big, but we'll make great foot porn. Or at least make good porn, me attempting to try to put it in my vagina. So, you know, so anyway, so I opened all my cocks. I was very happy. You know, Master didn't know what he bought me. So it was a surprise for both of us. And, you know, and then we, you know, gave him some, you know, good, you know, Christmas blowjob, gave him Christmas Eve blowjob and Christmas blowjob. And, you know, we saw him, you know, lick the balls with some good songs, eat some good food, you know, had some lovely, sexy, you know, little spanky spanky and a little, you know, choky choky, a little face plucking. It was great. It was pretty even. It's pretty low key for the two of us, seeing that, you know, now we understand why the flu is brewing. So then I get my period and I'm like, oh crap. Oh, before I get to go on to my story. So starting actually today that I'm recording, this is Friday, I'm recording this Friday, January 3rd, I believe it is. Starting today, we are doing our forced lactation. So I needed to get my nipples a little used to having something suckling. So for the last week, every day I've been doing one feeding a day, suckling a day. That might be with my fire cups or my breast pump or my industrial cow milking machine, right? Just getting the girls used to it. So today, officially I ramp up to two feedings for the next 4 days, and then we go up to three, and then we go up to four, and then we go up to five, and then we go up to six, and then we'll stay at six for about a month and a half or so, and see if once we get the milk flowing. We get the milk flowing at that point, then I'll like bring it down and like program my body to basically lactate twice a day, so that I can live a life and my life isn't always attached to either a mouth on my breast or a milking machine of some sort. Because once we get her done, then it's there for as long as I am producing milk. So, you know, it's a commitment. So if you're like, what are you doing? If you don't know anything about that, go listen or watch my episode on my fantasy of lactation. I'll tell you all about it. And You know, if you're here, you know, over the next 3 months, if you want to participate in helping with the suckling and getting the girls flowing, you know, reach out to me. You go on my website. There's a whole, you know, helping Empress lactate. There's a whole, all the details and logistics are on there on empressgaia.com. Okay. Where was I? Okay. So now I'm doing, even though I have my period and I'm crampy and I'm bloating and I'm, you know, all the unsexy things about having your period. If you know anything about menstruation, it's not a good time. Anyways, but I have to get my body used to doing lactation. And so it doesn't matter if I'm not sexy, and it doesn't matter if I'm not horny, and it doesn't matter if I am feeling awful. You gotta get something on the nipples. So as I was, you know, using the breast pump and of course then it's like, ooh, this is hot and this is sexy. And even though I didn't feel it, I certainly am feeling it now. It's like super whoo. So I had a bunch of orgasms. So each day, at least, I was orgasming either once or multiple times during my feeding sessions. But then I'm like, okay, you know what? And I didn't have any chance. I didn't have a chance to try any of my Christmas cocks out. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna try at least two. So this one is like this little. There's like an alien amoeba of some sort. And this part goes inside your pussy and this part does the clit. Okay, I'm gonna turn it on, okay? It's pretty, let's see here. It gets pretty wild. It's pretty intense, okay? So we got our, and then this part sucks, like it doesn't suck, it flicks and vibrates your clitoris. So I tried this one. Oh my God, it's good. It's intense, but it's like a workout because it moves so much. Like, so you got to kind of wiggle and maneuver yourself into the right position so that it does. Hold on. I got to turn off, go off. There we go. Oh no, I turned on the wrong button. No, we got vibration. There we go. Okay. Whew. All right. So this one I found is really good to insert when I'm doing feeding or a suckling session, because I can kind of close my legs while I'm doing it and hold it in position, and it does all of its, you know, rotor-rootering, vibrating, which is awesome. Okay. Then, of course, I had to try this one. Oh, where's my remote? Sorry, I didn't grab my. So this one is quite beautiful. It's a, looks kind of like a horse cock. It's huge. It's super soft, but it can, has a remote control, and it can be programmed into your lover's phone. So while they're at work, they can turn it on and fuck you with it while they're, you know, getting some other things done. All right. So let's see. Is it charged? I think it's charged. So I'll turn it on. All right, so we got like a baby fucking machine, which is, so Master held this and fucked me with this, and it was like, holy fuck, like just when I thought I was gonna die from like too many orgasms, I had like an even more intense orgasm, like in my soul orgasm. I felt so full, felt so stretched, it was amazing. Oh, it has different settings. And then we got, whoa, and then we can turn on the vibration. The thing vibrates as well as fucks you. All right, so I'm starting to get excited, actually. I should put this down. The podcast's going to turn into porn. All right. Okay. So those are so far the only two that I've actually had an opportunity to try. All right, so here's the... Here's the one that's like insane. This was a little, I went too far. And it now has a special spot up in the corner of the dungeon, so it can, intimidate and excite and scare clients. It's something I can't even put my mouth around it. Anyways, so this one is going to be fun from a perspective of trying and exploring and more about the intensity and the ridiculousness of the size. But it also makes some really good foot porn. And like I said earlier, some good porn of me at least attempting to do stuff with it. It'll make it very for entertaining and funny porn. All right. So super huge, giant horse cock. And then we got another, this one's quite big, good girth. And it was interesting. I had, I forgot about this. So Jess was over and I was like, oh, I got to show you all my, all my Christmas costs. So I had them all laid out on the floor, sitting around us. We're sitting on the floor and we're sitting around us. And she's like, ooh, you can use that for this and this for that. And oh my God, and that's kind of hot. And she's like fondling them. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is like, this is the best, best show and tell ever. So anyways, so I pull out this one and she can't stop touching it and looking at it, wanting it and things. She's like, this is what I imagine Worf from, Star Trek Scott would look like. And I'm like, ooh, someone's got a little Worf kink going on there, a little Klingon sex kink. I'm like, good for you. Right. So now we call this the Worf cock. And then let's see, we got, it's kind of like, it has ridges and it's kind of like, I don't know, some kind of alien penis. It's got double knots. It's got ridges. It's got suction. I can stick it to the wall so I can, hump onto it. So I'm excited to see how this feels. Oh, by the way, if you're curious on like what they look like or feel, go join my loyal fans because I will be doing testing each one of them porn. You don't want to miss out. My first time. I just testing that. We're going to record that. All right. And then we got my new tentacle. All right. And this is for some, be doing some good tentacle porn and, talking about what is a tentacle kink and things that started kind of, my kink started last Christmas, last bloody Xmas when I got my giant tentacle. And then realize, ooh, I'm really into this tentacle stuff. So anyway, so this one is a shorter, stumpier, thicker one. So it has good ridges and some good suction cups on it. We'll see how it feels. Hey, what else do we got? Here we go. This one is a dragon cock. Like, look at the nub. Oh, this is going to be fun if I can get it all the way down, all the way in. Look at the thickness. Look at the ridges. And the beautiful color of it. It's just so sexy. So here's my new suction cup dragon cock. They don't stay very well, but I wanted to showcase them nice on some, fake fur. All right. Grab these two while I'm up. All right. Then we got another horse-like cock with some knots in it, so this should feel with some good flare at the edge and the tips. This should feel pretty good. And the fun part of this one is it ejaculates, so I can use lube. I can use fake ejaculate, which I'm going to be making some fake cum tomorrow when I'm filming porn. So you'll want to watch, see what that happens. All right. And then we got this one's like another alien ridged. Got knots. It also is another ejaculator. Another fun one. And we'll see again. It's got lots of ridges and it's really soft. Really soft. And it's really pretty. It's got some beautiful colors to it. So I'm excited about that. And then there's like two or three more coming in the mail. One just arrived this morning. I haven't had time to open it up. And then the next couple of days, I think the other two arrive after the holidays. I'm excited to see what they are. So those are my Christmas cocks. All right. So basically, that's basically you're in the know about, you know, my slutty Xmas this year has been pretty low key for me. But again, you know, having the flu and my periods and all those things, you know, prevents us from getting wild. However, I got the supplies. So this year, which I'm very excited about, this year is going to be filled with lots of sexy, slutty adventures. You know, I got all the props on the things. I got some new chastity cages that are coming for my sucklers. I can put them in chastity while they're suckling, and, you know, put all my clients in chastity that, you know, we want to explore that. So I got, you know, a variety of cages coming so we can fit all the different genital sizes. So that's exciting. And then of course, 3 months of, you know, suckling is super hot and exciting, and seeing what my breasts will do and how they'll swell and how that'll help, you know, fix, you know, explore my, again, I found that, you know, any kind of arousal in my nipples seems to cause arousal in the rest of me. So, you know, basically spending six sessions of 20 to 40 minutes a day should do some interesting things to how horny and slutty I become, because it's going to be very arousing and having lots of orgasms. And then I'm interested to see, like, what does that, like, having not mentioned the orgasm side of things and the oxytocin and the dopamine that's produced once you start creating milk and then you're feeding people. So what will that do to my mood? What will that do to my body? What will that do to my overall arousal response, my body shape? Like, what, I'm excited. Like, it's like this fun, it's going to be a hardcore, but yet very fun experiment. And that will set up the rest of the year, which hopefully we're working towards this year to getting our farm of debauchery. And you're like, what's the farm of debauchery? Go listen to that episode. I'll talk all about what it is and what I'm wanting it to be and how people can join and participate and be a part of the experience of being part of the farm of debauchery. And then I'm also intrigued to be like, what's my new, what's going to be some new sexual exploration for me this year? You know, I'm all about, you know, expanding and growing and, you know, expanding my sexual deviance. You're like, how can you get any more deviant? I don't know how I can, but I'm excited to see how. I'm excited to see what happens for this year. You know, 2025 is going to be a fun year of exploration and curiosity and deviance and joy and hopefully healthiness. And if not, I will be happy and horny while it's all going on. So I want to leave you with this. What intentions have you set up for your year? I know everybody talks about New Year's resolution and yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. And we all say, okay, I'm going to work out more. I'm going to eat healthier. I'm going to do the things, blah, blah. And then, you know, 3 weeks in, your defense mechanisms, your old belief systems, everything that prevented you from doing it in the first place, stops you and you carry on back into your old way of being. So instead of a New Year's resolution, I lovingly invite you to be like, what's one thing that I can think differently, work on, do differently so that my life is closer to where I want it to be? Just one thing. And it doesn't have to be a grand thing. It doesn't have to be hardcore. It could be as simple as, you know, I want to choose more joy or more laughter or more pleasure or more orgasms or more zen. Okay. So like, instead of it being like, here's, I'm going to work out, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Instead, I want you to think of like, what is one thing in your life that you would like to focus on for the year? And by keeping that as the forefront of your mission, intention, goal, transformation, whatever you want to call it, it allows you to, like, all the choices that you do make, it can come back to, does this support it? Instead of being like, oh, I failed. I was like going to work out every day. I was going to eat healthy. I was going to lose weight. I was, going to play with my kids more. I was going to, like these very concrete things. And as soon as you stop doing them for whatever reason, then you're like, oh, I failed. And we go back into our old ways of being. So I'm inviting you to, so for me, surprise, surprise, for me, my goal or intention of manifesting for this year is more pleasure. That's it, like more pleasure. So that can show up in all the different ways. And so when I'm choosing to say, for example, I'm like, okay, if I am, my body's feeling stronger, I can fuck more, I can explore more, I can have more orgasms. Okay, well, that supports more pleasure. When I'm choosing to eat things, I'm like, okay, if I eat this, will it make me feel bloated or icky or gross, or will it digest easily and make me feel have more energy, which will give me more ple will give me more possibilities to explore more pleasure. See where I'm going with this? For me, last year it was about Zen. How do I stay in the state of Zen? How do I have more calm and contentment and Zen in my life? And I did really good last year with that. It was like that was my overall focus. And so when things were, I was cho either I was doing things, relationships, interactions, whatever, were not supporting my overall mission for the year, I was like, wait, this is not supporting my inner tranquility, my inner peace, or my Zen. So I need to do something different. So how do I do this differently that supports that? So that's what I leave with. After all the sexy and the cocks and the things. Yeah. In case this may be like the first, or you've just re interacted with me, beginning to interact with me. I'm all about, again, the show is called My Orgasmic Life. It's called My Orgasmic Life for a reason. I have an orgasmic life because I do all the fucking awful, healing, gross, awful, I mentioned awful, boring, not pleasant things that help me to stay in the mindset of living a life that seeks out pleasure, to seek out orgasmic, to seek out more joy, right? I'm like a, I'm a little horny, pleasure-seeking, magical forest nymph that, is all about exploration. But in order to be that, I have to do all of the work that goes along with changing my mindset and changing my belief systems and healing trauma and healing things that don't support me and healing, shit from my childhood and, changing up my relationship dynamics that don't support me. And like doing all of that stuff is just as important in order to become the horny, slutty, mischievous, deviant forest nymph that I am. All right. So I invite you, if you're like, oh, okay, it's not one or the other, it's all of it. All of it supports my slut life. And everything I do in my slut life supports my well-being and the rest of me so that I can be a slut. And I can be exploring and I can be horny and I can like all of those pieces. All right. So if you're like, oh, I like this philosophy, I like this stuff, reach out. And if you just want to explore and be a slut with me, reach out. We have some sessions. I can let out your help you let you let out your inner beautiful sexy, consensual, pervy, deviant self. All right. And you can always reach out to me. And if I'm not a good fit, we may need to do some clearing or healing or work so that you can drop into that place. You know, reach out. If it's not from, if I'm not your good fit, I have people. I have a whole team of people that can help you sort out your life to be the best version of your life. Happy, healthy, wealthy, horny. All right. Okay. Until next time, stay curious. Have a wonderful beginning of your 2025. And stay tuned to see what kind of crazy, wild, horny, slutty, orgasmic things I get into. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? You know, I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur. So I want to know how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.